Coming to you from Soundcheck Studios.
Which voice was that, Derek? You always have a new voice these days. I like it.
I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. It was kind of like your... It was kind of like your, like, old man Scooby-Doo in the costume guy voice.
Mixed with something else? Or
mixed with, yeah, something else.
Hello! Welcome to Radio Rubber Room.
I just got kicked in the stomach voice.
Hello, welcome to Radio Rubber Room.
That one suits the chair that you're in.
Yeah, well, we're a little switched up today.
That was the Secret Society guy, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was. What's his name?
Archibald Coventry.
No, I haven't done one of Simon's mom in a while. Hey, welcome to Radio Rubber Room. Like
yeah.
That, remember?
Yeah, Simon's I remember mom? Simon's mom.
Yeah.
How could I forget Simon's mom?
No, I definitely wanted to pick the classy chair. Like, normally sitting over there, and since I got the opportunity, it's like a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't you feel extra hosty in that chair?
Well, extra yes, but normally it's where the guest is. And I'm kind of looking at, like, myself. I'm, like, picturing myself in that chair and how I'd be feeling if
it's
I was sitting there.
It's a little intimidating, isn't it?
Yeah. I got... Give me a couple ideas we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we should probably introduce our guest today.
Yeah, how about that? How about our guest? Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hi. My name is Justin Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What voice was that?
That was a normal one.
Just normal Justin Corey voice.
Yeah.
So, Justin, tell the listeners who you are, should they not already be lucky enough to know.
Well, I had a band in Richmond for several years called The Northerners.
And they were awesome.
And that was a really fun, awesome project. And now I'm working on my second project called Don't Chase Felix, which is going to involve many different Richmond musicians from many different bands, including Andrew Trongoni and Sam Reed and Caroline Malk and a bunch of other people, too.
And Ellie, too?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Sorry,
yeah.
I looked at the Facebook page. I get my information from Facebook
right. Sometimes. Yeah, she's actually leaving the country. Not the country, but she's moving to St. Croix.
She's definitely having some adventures.
Yes.
I'm super impressed.
Moving there.
It's gone from a vacation to a move.
Been back yet? Or just like got there and stayed?
It was kind of a vacation, then it was like, hey, we should come back like in a month.
Forever.
And forever. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That should be awesome. I don't know. I can't wait to visit.
Have you thought about, have you thought about joining? Just, like, going there and starting
a
band called the St. Croixians or something like that? Or?
No, the music scene's not great there.
No?
No.
I believe that.
You got some real heavy hitters on the tracks.
Yeah.
So far. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. That was kind of the whole... That was the idea behind it. It was, like, because now I don't have a band, so I can just pick anyone for each instrument. So
that's kind of one of
kind of worked out.
Yeah, it's one of the things I was talking with Jeremy Simmons about a couple weeks ago when he was on the show talking about Pie in the Sky, is how that album he really did pick and choose each musician for each song, and that's one of the reasons it took him so long, but also one of the reasons that he's so proud of what he created.
Right. It's pretty much the same idea. The rhythm tracking is all the same, but the singers are different on each one. So
nice.
Gives like every song like a unique like feel too as well, you know, like every song like obviously it's going to be in the same vein, but like each one has a like different spice to it, you know.
Yeah, I find that like I have songwriting styles are I listen to a bunch of different kind of music, so some of them don't fit my voice. So Sam's coming in on Thursday and she's going to sing like a rock Led Zeppelin sort of sounding tune because it's not me, so I still want to release it and, you know, make it, but yeah, she's much better than me at that. you know.
Right.
So and that's really
that's
cool.
kind of the idea behind it.
And that, speaking of who just asked that question really quick, too.
Oh, yeah, this is Justin Sheehan.
We have another Justin with us, guest hosting with us tonight, hanging out. How's it feel to be two Justins? Like, I'm in a Justin sandwich right now. It's like a Derek
how
sandwich
it, we
with Justin
ask you
bread.
How it feels.
Yeah.
Feels pretty nice. Like, your chair's comfortable.
Right now, you look like you should be in a poster, like a library that says read.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that gig pay? I'm down for that. Yeah, take
Sorry.
A picture.
Nicole's doing the photo shoot right now.
Be up there with, like, Liam Neeson and Denzel Washington.
We can, like, start selling these. Just me saying read.
You need a kitten.
Okay. I'll hold a kitten all day long.
And a book.
And probably a book.
Probably a book. That would help. And a smoking jacket.
Or,
Brian.
Or just red. Literature.
Brian, where's our smoking?
Yeah, maybe it said red.
Yeah,
I'm kind of really glad
it says red because he's already done that.
I was kind of upset that I forgot my power cable, which is why I'm over here. But now I'm kind of like glad I did.
You know that you can plug your computer in anywhere in the room, right?
What do you mean?
Where's the socket next to this chair?
So this could be a permanent thing.
It was the night everything changed for Derek.
The night everything flipped.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, we're going to get to our first break, but we're going to be back with a live one from Justin Curry. I like how I said that.
Curry.
Curry. Is the H silent or half silent?
I pronounce it Corey.
So silent.
Yeah.
Like Coors Light. Corey.
Corey.
Yeah.
Corey.
Yeah.
Corey.
It's the Americanized version of it. Please play a song.
Time in a while. How many Chanels does it take to screw in a light bulb? The answer when we return here on Radio Rubber Room.
Dude, Derek, last night Camel's show was so sick.
Right? All the bands killed it. But what did you expect? It's the Camel. The lineups are always on point.
Dude, I danced my face off. Ooh, I'm hungry. Breakfast. Need breakfast. Where can we get super dank breakfast right now?
Oh, wait, what day is it?
Saturday?
No, it's Sunday. Hey, know what we should do? Brunch at the Camel.
What do you mean, go back to the Camel? I think you're confused. That's where we were dancing last night.
Nah, man, the Camel has a bangin' brunch, too. And killer specials every Saturday and Sunday.
Dude, brunch. Camel? Yeah.
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street, RVA's employee-owned social oasis for great music, local taps, and brunch. Open 3 p.m. to 2 a.m. Monday through Friday. Open for brunch at 11 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Serving food until 2 a.m. 7 nights a week. See you there, RVA.
Global warming is a serious problem. It can cause sweaty britches, most certainly leading to deadly crotch rot. That's why I use Cooling's Cooling Gel, the gel that generates a cooling effect that you can rub anywhere on your body. Apply Cooling Gel directly to the skin of any warm area and become immediately soothed as Cooling Gel goes to work for you, sending heat away from the body. It's so moist. Is that going to be too much? Rub it into the flesh. Cooling's Cooling Gel doesn't just cool you. Millions of tiny bubbles pop, creating a tingling sensation. That's just, great.
It feels so good.
You'll surely stay hydrated as Cooling Gel's patented sweat barrier formula creates a long-lasting film that protects your pores. It's in my mouth. It's starting to get really cold. No more, please. No, seriously, no more, please. It's like 100 degrees out here. I'm freezing. Does it ever stop cooling? I think I'm getting frostbite. Long frigid winters bringing you down? Try Cooling's heating cream. It burns! It burns bad! My skin is blistering! Get it off of me! How many Chanels does it take to screw in a light bulb? That depends on how many fatally injure themselves in the process. Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room.
I've got the Broad Street wisdom on a cold, cold day. I'll take you $20 and then lock me away. I was born the president of coffee and grime. I'm Mr. Honky Tonkin' and I'm in my prime. Let's go. Let's go. Well, I'm Reverend Colonel Sanders on the 20th of May. I'm shattered in the streets. They put bombs in the bay. I was born the president of iron and wine. I'm Mr. Honky Tonky. Can you read my style? Let's go. Let's go. And if you wanna roll a coaster, I'm your man. I'm your man. I'm your man. Sam, I'm your man, I'm your man, I'm
That was super fun.
Super fun. So tell us about that tune, if you will.
That song is called Mr. Honky Tonky. And that's it's just a,
all I need to know?
That's kind of all you need to know, yeah. All
right.
It was kind of about like a homeless guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's taken from like little different things I've heard homeless, ideas that started from homeless people just yelling things on the street.
So
I thought it'd be fun to write a nonsense song using that kind of idea of like just a crazy person. It didn't have to make sense.
So how's that royalty situation going to work? Like, do they get...
They ain't getting any.
They ain't getting
any. I'm just kidding.
You paid your 10-cent deposit.
Right.
Nice.
Fair change deposit.
Very good, very good. And then we did have our guest
Justin
host...
Justin Shear was on guitar.
Guest host Justin Shear on guitar.
Yeah.
By the way, don't forget, if you're on the website or the Podbean, either one, make sure you click on that crowdfunding button and check out, read some of that things that's going on with that, Jinx. But yeah, so... You're going to put Justin Shear on the album now?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
It's going to happen. Nice. We just had our first rehearsal, so
we're
ready.
Was the first Northerner show in town that Republic Day?
It was actually at
the Yerb.
Wheezy's Kitchen.
Wheezy's Kitchen?
And then the Yerb.
Before that.
Yeah.
And then that one.
And then that one, yeah.
Yeah, I was so pissed. That day.
That was a great Northern.
I remember that show. I remember that show, yeah.
We snuck in.
Yeah, they snuck in. Like, we had to start early. Justin, you were playing the Dream Machine at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were playing every week. And then, the Republic hit me up, and I'm like, oh, I gotta call everybody.
I worked so hard for that fucking gig.
Yeah.
they gave it to me.
Yeah.
And then there was a thing, Radio Rubber Room Night, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is, because I was in town for like a month.
And I was like, who the fuck are the Northerners? God.
So you told us we could play.
And then, we dug you guys. And then,
it worked out.
So
we had a weird lineup then. It was me, Allie, and Anderson. Playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and three vocals.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sounded good, though.
It's an odd setup.
And picked up drummer and guitar players after that and such.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
A lot of ins and outs.
I remember those Yerb shows. You guys used to play a lot of Yerb shows. And then the Southern Blues Bar.
Oh, whoa!
Back in the day.
The Southern Blues. I forgot about that.
They were shut down. Those
are
some great shows.
Yeah.
Man. Those are some great shows.
I remember
people didn't have water. Yeah. I mean, that was a bare bones operation.
They didn't have water. That's my favorite part about that place.
No water.
We don't have water. I remember one night I was seeing you guys at our house. I think it was our house by then, and it was your third show of the day.
What?
And Allie's voice was almost gone. She was like chugging water between every song, wasn't talking to anyone, like was like on vocal rest before you guys went on.
Hopefully one of those wasn't at the Southern Blues then or whatever, because the water thing.
It was probably because of that.
I don't know. But it was like literally like your third show in like 24 hours.
Jesus.
It was ridiculous.
So you don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Must
no.
have blacked out or something like.
I believe it though.
Like overload, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. too many shows.
So, what's the most shows you ever played in a night or in a day? Is that the tops three?
Yeah, I think that might have been it.
I don't think physically, there's very few ways you could possibly do more than three shows in a day.
Yeah,
breakfast set, lunch set, snack set, dinner set.
Snack set.
Snack set.
Elevensy set.
Late night.
What do you sing, a jingle at lunch? A snack set?
Snack set, yeah.
Just a short little 20
Oscar Mayer song.
Yeah, a little Oreo song or something like that.
Silly. So this new project
mm-hmm.
is not the Northerners.
Right.
Nothing to do with the Northerners.
You're catching on, Chanel. Nice.
And yet... what can we expect more of?
More of?
Yes.
That's similar
to
the Northerners? Well, some of these songs, right now, a lot of them have, we used to play them in our live set. And now I'm just taking them over and using them for this new project rather than throwing out all that material. So it's like the songwriting is going to be the same as the Northerners for the most part. I'm working with some other people. I guess there's going to be more variety. Like, I've started writing songs with other people, and I've started to bring in and work with different singers. So it's going to be, I don't know. It's more me, I guess. I don't know. But then more of variety with who I'm working with, and I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds like you get to grow in a lot of different directions.
I get to go in a lot of different directions. I basically have no. There's endless possibilities because some songs like I don't even play on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just.
But I wrote them and like I'm helping produce them.
Okay.
You work hard for the mahi.
I'm working. Basically, I'm working hard for the mahi.
See, me and Justin work together too, in the restaurant, and we have a little. We have some inside jokes.
We have a lot of inside jokes.
That, like, you know, work hard for the mahi.
Well, now we have to explain them because they're inside jokes.
No, we don't. We don't have to do that. We don't have to explain it. Damn thing.
You do realize that inside jokes that no one else gets are not.
This is annoying for everyone. Right?
Working hard for the mahi. If you don't get
that,
it's pretty
self-explanatory when you realize that you work in a.
It's about getting a piece of fish at the end of the night because you earned it.
Oh, they give you mahi if you.
But it's to the tune. It's to the tune. Working hard
for the mahi. Yeah. So hard for the mahi.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
So
it's not that awesome.
On a scale of one to awesome, it reaches awesome.
Can the listeners hear the train that just went by?
Most probably. Definitely.
So we were running a little behind. I've been having car issues the last couple weeks, and I had a ride lined up for the end of 9:30, and we went a little long. I wasn't outside by 9:30. And that train was stuck on the tracks out there. So my ride was stuck on the other side of the tracks. And I'm like, gotta run. And like,
did you hop the train?
I'm hopping the train. I was ready. Like, if it started, I was just going to hold on and just see where it went.
At that point, at that time. Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
Like, well, Richmond, it's been a pleasure. I'm on the new horizons now.
I had a backpack that I think had like two pairs of underwear, vitamin B, and some mouthwash.
I love that you carry that around with you all the time.
Yeah.
It's a hobo starter kit right now.
I could have lived off the vitamin B for at least like 4 days, probably.
I don't think that's true.
No? Can you live off mouthwash?
No.
No?
No.
You can get drunk on it, probably.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can probably drink it.
It'd be very hobo of you.
You're right.
So, nice.
Yeah. Stay fresh and drunk.
Right. So, the singles gonna be one at a time. Do you know about how, like, what interval you're gonna try to release them, or is that just when it happens?
It's kind of up in the air right now. I'm talking to some people about doing PR and kind of more of a release than what we did last time. I found that sometimes. Last time when the Northerners released something, it was kind of like, it's like a Facebook post almost, mm-hmm. and then it's gone. You know what I mean? And then the next week you're like, fuck, like now what? Like we just released an album, now what the fuck do you do? So on this one, you know, I'm trying to take care of it and get the right people involved in every aspect of it, from the playing to the producing and also the marketing and the PR, because I think that's... I read a Bill Gates quote that was, if I only had a dollar left in the bank account, I would spend it on PR. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got me thinking, and I was like, okay, if you're going to spend this much money making a good product, mm-hmm. you better get someone that's able to sell it for you. So I have some people, I have a friend in Austin, Texas that might be helping me. So I think it's going to be one in January, for sure, mm-hmm. in the middle of January, a music video, and then I think the second follow-up will probably be a month after that.
And you've been shooting the music video too, correct?
I just shot a music video this weekend for the first song called Holiday.
Cool. When's that going to be out? Do you know?
I think it's around mid-January.
Mid-January, right now. Video's out.
Yeah.
Who did the video?
His name is Patrick Mason. He's a guy out of like Loudoun County. He does a lot of work with local and independent artists in that area. I guess almost like the DC area, but he's freaking. Like brilliant. I don't know why. Nice. I didn't come across him beforehand. And he's gonna do some he's got some big things coming for him. So I was lucky to grab him right before
cool.
he was unreachable.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah.
Let us know how we can help promote and be a part of your release because you know we want to support everything you do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Excited about the new project. I was sincerely sad that at the Northerners last show.
I know.
It was a sad moment for me.
Me too.
You guys were like one of my very first Richmond bands. You guys in Moxie and Imaginary Suns.
Uh huh.
Like
yeah.
My first three in Bandrew.
Right.
Right.
Raise your hand if you cried a little.
I cried a little.
Oh, did you?
I cried a little bit. Just a little bit.
Brian.
I danced a lot.
Stone that was my that was my favorite show by far.
It was really good.
That was so was much so much fun, fun. And it was emotional. And me and Ali's family was there. It was pretty wild.
I think it was that at the Broadberry your last show.
No, it was at the Camel.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, end I've of September. End of October. End of September.
September. September.
End of September. Okay.
Well, I saw the old and the new lineup of the Northerners in three different places, so I got a good taste. It's nice.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I remember when Taylor played bass for y'all, man.
Yeah.
Taylor's a great bass player.
Yeah. He's a great everything.
He is.
Great all around.
I actually recorded something else he did with this new group he's with called The Wolves. It's fun.
Oh, really?
They did a version of From the Window to the Wall, but like punk rock.
Okay. What? That's
pretty good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of.
So I'll dig it up sometime.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to our next break. Are we playing a song right now, or am I going to put it in the podcast? All right. You're going to hear a song now in the podcast, but we're going to be back with a live one.
And for you live streamers, hang on tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Hello. There'll be antics, I'm sure.
Antics.
Talking, babe, about the fancy things they've been buying. People keep telling me, darling, how slowly they've been dying. Oh, but I could never be satisfied. I just can't keep on crying. We'll be right back.
You should never beat a dead horse. You really shouldn't beat a live horse. You really shouldn't beat any animal, dead or alive. You're a bad person. Stop beating animals. Seriously, I don't like it.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry, it just really makes me angry.
This is Sean Austin the First. You may know me from my quintessential single-key keyboard album. Well, I'm working on a new project, the single-string guitar, and I'm recording it at Soundcheck Studios in Richmond at 905 North Shepherd in The Fan. If I could only tell you the things that go on at Soundcheck Studios, I would, but I can't. But it's amazing. You could find out for yourself at soundcheckstudiosrva.com. They got Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian.
That's Brian. He's been helping me with my new album. We accidentally discovered a new note. It's called M. So if you want to discover your own new things, head to Soundcheck Studios. Join the ranks of such illustrious musicians as myself, Sean S. Austin, the First. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call 804-453-2215. 804-453-2215.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Do you have trouble getting going in the morning? Are you sometimes filled with overwhelming self-doubt that paralyzes you, making getting out of bed seem like something that's not worth doing? Well, we have the fix. From the makers of Mandol comes the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch Self-Esteem Alarm Clock.
Get your ass up, you beautiful son of a bitch.
The messages of the self-esteem alarm clock were expertly written by expert greeting card writers.
Get your tight ass up, you sexy, sexy ass. It's gonna be a great day, sexy. Damn, you're good looking and sexy.
Start your day off right with the Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock. And remember, you're a sexy bitch.
The Get Your Ass Out of Bed, You Beautiful Son of a Bitch self-esteem alarm clock may cause morning wood, hypertension, Napoleon complex, puffy nipples, bloating, an erection lasting more than 42 hours, juvenile diabetes, or Frankenbean.
Don't let the cat out of the bag? No, you let the cat out of the bag. Right now. Why is the cat even in the bag? Why would you put a cat in a bag? It is a living animal. That is not how you treat animals. It makes me... Let the cat out of the bag.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to beat a dead horse. I'm not beating a horse. I'm not beating any animal. This makes me so mad. Let the cat out of the bag. Please. Let him out of the bag. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
So lonely, can't believe my life was such a drag. Sitting, staring, waiting, watching, knew me just set free. Can't believe you showed me all I had. Living, loving, playing, giving, and wasting time no more. Before you walked right through my door, I thought that less was always more. You taught me how to kick what was keeping me sick. I was losing hope. Oh, you settled my score. So weary, can't believe my days were such a grind. Wishing, wanting, sleeping, hiding, knew me so lucky. Can't believe you came to free my mind. Feeling, flowing, laughing, growing. I ain't wasting time no more. Before you walk right through my door, I thought that less was always more. You taught me how to kick what was keeping me sick. I was losing before. Oh, you settled my weight, long to carry on, pretend that's a okay. best time to do the thing you want to do is yesterday. But don't delay. Next best time today. Before you walked right through my door, I thought the lesson was always more. You taught me how to kick, always keeping me sick. I was losing before. Oh, you settled my score. You settled my score.
Justin Corey live here on Radio Rubber Room.
That's Corey.
Fun. Thanks. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
So is that one that we can look forward to being released soon?
Yeah. I think so. Absolutely.
And are you going to have anyone guest sit in with you on that one, or is that one just
so? That one I haven't even thought of. So we did the rhythm tracks for three. That wasn't one of them, but I think that's going to be the fourth.
Cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So anybody in mind on it?
No, I literally just thought about it yesterday, so no one. I might sing it, I'm not sure.
Well, cool.
Oh, it sounded good.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Cool, right on.
So what's that one about?
It's just about a lady.
About a lady?
Yeah, it's about a lady. You know when, like, you know, okay, this has happened to me, it's probably happened to many other people too, but like when you're kind of like feeling like shit.
No.
You know, you're down the dumps, right?
Never been there.
We've all been there. And then, like, you have someone that you're into and kind of changes that entire scenario. Everything's a little brighter, you know, about life.
It's like it's like an Instagram filter.
It's kind of like they put an Instagram filter on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was kind of like about that. Like, oh, I used to be sad, but now I'm happy.
Yeah.
So it's a very simple idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's fun.
So, that song, that the person that it's about, what Instagram filter are they?
Oh man,
I don't know my Instagram filters that well.
I custom
Instagram filter. Nice.
Plus nice. Rosy tones.
A little brightness, a little sharpness.
A little sharp, yeah. A little sharpness, sure.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'm forgetting the other ones.
Contrast.
Yep.
So, came here to Richmond with the Northerners. Moved from New Jersey. What brought the Northerners to the South? Ish.
Well, the band started here. I just moved down here for no reason. For no good reason at all.
Did it work out? I mean, are you happy with the...
I'm loving it. I thought I was going to be here for like 6 months. It's been 3.5 years now.
Nice.
So, well, I was like, I'll go there and, you know, hang out and then move to Denver or something. Or, like, go to California and hang out.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of hangout ideas. That was, like, my idea of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go there and hang out. But then it turned out, I don't know. It just kind of turned into something randomly. Very randomly.
Music and stuff.
Music and stuff, yeah. But I'm glad it did. It was cool.
Richmond's like a fireplace that you can't get away from. If as long as the fire is burning, you're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
You come, once you get a good taste of it, you're like, I like this.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, we're certainly big fans. And we're glad you're here.
Thanks
for being part of our ridiculously awesome music community.
Yeah. It's great. Absolutely. A lot of fun.
Well, I'd mentioned, me and Justin were talking about Justin over here, Justin.
Justin Shear.
Not over here, Justin. Yeah, that Justin, not that Justin.
That, yes. That don't really work well on radio.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Yes.
But, yeah, so we were talking earlier about, you know the guy that did the red paperclip thing? Like he traded up and trades.
Like a convertible or something?
Like
or
a house and like a, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I like I need a car right now. So I've been like studying that a little bit. And I almost had it. Like I almost traded half a quesadilla for a car earlier. It didn't work, but it was more of like a practice run. I was like, hey.
You just jumped at the car.
I was like, are you hungry? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, I've got half this quesadilla. I will trade you for your car. Definitely thought about it for a second.
What kind of car?
I don't know. I don't care.
What kind of quesadilla?
Cheese. Just cheese. Cheese quesadilla.
And,
not going to get much of that.
And this was a complete stranger, Derek?
Of course not.
Who was it?
The person. I'm not going to name names.
Well, what is your relationship with this person?
I know them.
Like, they're friendly with you?
Oh, of course, yeah. It's me.
It's true.
How close would you say you got?
Not enough to get a car for a quesadilla. Oh, how close? I definitely got... There was definitely, like, a thought. Like, I am hungry. But...
There was a hesitation before the no.
There was a hesitation before the no.
That's something.
Yeah. Yeah. We can...
Derek, I don't even know how to... I don't even know how to respond to you tried to trade a quesadilla for a car.
I'll trade you the story for a car.
I'll trade you... No, I'm not going to trade you anything because you're going to try and swap me a freaking quesadilla for a car. It's terrible idea.
No, it's just the story. The quesadilla is off the table.
Yeah, that's an even worse deal.
I ate the quesadilla.
That's an even worse deal, dude. You're really bad at this.
All right, fine. Move on.
So. We've got a couple of shows coming up that I'm pretty excited about.
That's true.
So the All-Star Jam happened last week, and that was really cool. We had some really awesome music all night long.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a show coming up with the ATM unit from Charlottesville playing with Minimum Balance and Relaxation at the Camel, and that's going to be on the 16th, not this Wednesday, not tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
or today if you're listening tomorrow, as always, but yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 30th, we're going to have Sideways Orange playing with Josie McQueen and The Wimps, and that's going to be a badass show. I'm really excited about that.
Sweet.
One.
Yeah, Sideways Orange is awesome.
Pretty tight, pretty tight.
Yeah.
Speaking of shows and the RVA All-Star Jam, with Don't Chase Felix, are you guys going to do any shows? Are you planning on doing anything live with that?
Not for a while.
Because I was going to say, it would kind of be like the RVA All-Star Jam type of format.
It would kind of be like that, yeah.
Except you wouldn't get a break.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We're probably going to do sporadic shows at first, and then maybe do small tours.
Mm-hmm.
Be very concise.
There's a listening room venue that might be good for that, too, to start it. You know?
Yeah.
Where's that?
There's a small... The Tin...
Oh,
tin
yeah.
Pen. I'm not going to... I'm not
right?
going to say the whole name. You did. But yeah, no. It's right by my house. Yeah. Pretty cool. Anyway.
Yeah, it used to be...
I read about that. I haven't been there yet.
Sorry. I used to go there way back in the day when it was Blue Bistro. They used to have really good shows there. You remember that?
Yeah, I used to go to Blue Bistro.
Yeah.
I used to watch Antero at Blue Bistro.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to go check that place out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool setup. I haven't been there to see a show yet because a lot of them are like early evening.
They got National Acts coming through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool little setup. Like
Where
said,
is
I'm,
it about?
It's right by Regency Mall. Starling Road or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So like,
I don't get
south
out that way too
side,
often, but yeah.
South
no,
West
the,
End.
The old
West
60s
End.
Part of the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know where the Regency Mall is or whatever.
Perrin Road.
Willie Bridge.
Cool. Near.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Google. You'll find it.
Like.
Okay, Google.
Perrin.
Navigate me too.
Search Tim Pen.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Patterson.
So. What else are you excited about this year, Justin?
What
else are you excited about this year?
I'll give my life?
I mean, you know, in general.
The election.
The election?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Trump guy?
Let's talk politics.
Trump guy?
No. That's exciting, right? It's been exciting for like 5 months now.
I don't know
so
if exciting
cool.
is the right word.
It's exciting.
It's fun.
Man.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's slightly terrifying.
Yeah. I'm in the terrified camp.
I may have drunk tweeted Donald Trump a couple times last night.
Did he get
what
back
did you
to
tweet
you?
To Donald Trump?
I'm just trying to pick at his psyche. I was just telling him he was like boring me. I don't remember exactly. I was just like, it's like you know.
You were challenging him.
Yeah, like your mainstream views are so boring.
Yeah.
So you need to step it up a notch.
Wow.
Really.
Did he
drunk
reply?
Tweeting
did he reply
Donald Trump. That should be a hashtag.
Yeah. Loser.
Hashtag you're fired.
Oh.
Man, oh man.
How did we get on this topic?
Sorry.
Sooner or later, all topics lead back to Donald Trump.
I don't think that's true.
It's
I don't think that's true.
He's become a black hole of American conversation.
He is definitely not the Instagram filter I would choose.
Yeah, no. What would his filter
be? It'd be very
be?
Orange.
Yeah. Orange.
Everything would be
It would just
white.
Be a carrot would just show up.
A carrot?
There would be no contrast.
Yeah. No contrast.
Wow.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, I'm a feel the burn kind of girl.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling the burn, for sure.
Is that a filter name?
No.
Feel the burn?
It could be.
Sure, it could be.
Yeah.
I know Nashville's one, I think.
Right? Yeah, now I'm talking about
oh,
the, yeah. talking about the politician, Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie Sanders,
oh.
Yeah.
You talking about never mind, feel the burn before?
No.
You never heard that?
I've heard that in, like, the gym.
Yeah.
Like, feel the burn.
That's where
oh,
it came
really?
From. That's,
yeah.
that's what it's like.
What it's
well, he does
on.
Burn people quite frequently. Mm-hmm.
So
I like that.
The, you know, the P-E-R-N.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now that I can read that. Yeah. My mind.
Guys, before we get to our next break, too, did want to throw some stuff out there. We're coming up on some milestones, if you
yeah.
will. Before the end of the year, we're going to hit probably coming up in the next couple weeks, we'll probably hit 40,000 all-time plays.
Wow.
And then early next year, it'll be the 5-year anniversary of the first episode.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in the ballpark, early this coming year, is going to be 200 episodes.
Yeah.
So we're about to hit a bunch of milestones. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, with the Soundcheck studio now, it's almost been it'll be 3 years in May, right? Coming up?
Since Soundcheck?
Since Soundcheck, no.
Yeah? Three years? No,
just
years.
Over a year.
Just 2 years.
Year and a half we're out. About.
In June, it'll be 2 years.
Okay. June will be 2 years. Got it.
Yeah.
And how many episodes? I guess that would be...
We'd have to figure that
yeah.
out.
We'll figure that out.
That's
lots
easy.
Lots of things. So, we've got shows coming up we already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a band that wants to be considered for a Radio Rubber Room Showcase, now is a great time to remind me of that or to send me your stuff if you haven't yet to chanel.rrr@gmail.com. You can find it on our Facebook page. You can find it on my Facebook page. You can find it on RadioRubberRoom.com. I just got all of our dates for the Radio Rubber Room Presents at the Camel for the entire year of 2016. So
whoa.
Come, tell me
sweet.
All about your music. Send me your links and let me book you shows.
I want what you bargained for. I slipped up and now you find you're back where you started. I slipped up and let you look inside the broken bones I try to hide. And now my heart's split open wide. Well, I never wanna be your schoolboy. I know it never was much for me. It's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try. Cause I'm caught up in the sway of your sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could quit you. I can't find the words to say goodbye. All the good times, all the bad times too. If you wanna go out like an old window. I slipped up and now I find we're both broken hearted. I slipped up and now they got me down. I guess nothing gets past this town. Now my name's getting tossed around. Well, I never wanna be a schoolboy. I know it never was much for me. It's a mighty sad day in the USA. Well, I'm gonna try. Well, I'm gonna try.
sunflower eyes. Well, I wish that I could greet you. I can't find the words to say goodbye. All the good times, all the bad times too. If you wanna go through with the truth, only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. Use you. The only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. The only thing I ever really wanted to do was use you. To use me. Well, oh, you use me.
Archibald Covington. Since a wee boy, I've always dreamed of being in a secret society, dominating the world in secret. I've always had one problem, though. No one has ever asked me to be in a secret society. So I, Archibald Covington, came up with a solution. I, Archibald Covington, shall start my own secret society and will take over the world. In secret. I have another problem. I need people to be in it with me. So I ask you, if you have any interest in being in a secret society, please call me, Archibald Covington, at 555-7857. Or follow me on Twitter, at Archibald Covington. Or Instagram, or also Tumblr, and MySpace. And, Archibald Covington Secret Society at gmail.com, or just Google Archibald Covington. If you're interested too, you can check out what our secret handshake will be on my YouTube channel, Archibald Covington, as well as many other videos on our secret initiation practices, so you know what you will have to endure. Or my website, secretsociety.com. I've got plenty of information out there on the Secret Society for you to find useful to you. So please, if you would like to join me, Archibald Covington, and join my secret society, please contact me or follow me on any of my social networking sites. and start a secret society with me, Archibald Covington, and we'll take over the world in secret. Thank you.
Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML,
CSS,
Java,
PHP,
HTML, and web development.
Jonlee Design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Help yourself.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold barn or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do it.
Well, I lost a bet when the devil, he called my bluff, now I'm down again. Once you're up, you can't get enough, and if I ever see him again, I will surely ante up. I'll pour my dreams into a cup, pour my dreams into a cup, and watch them shatter in my face. Coffee mixed with mace, felt like coffee mixed with mace. Well, we go up and down, we go high and low, around in circles it goes. Where it's stopping, nobody knows. And if I ever get the chance to roll with the devil's romance, I'll pour my dreams into a cup. Pour my dreams into a cup and watch them shadow in my face. They're like coffee mixed with mace. They're like coffee mixed with mace. Well, I'm a full-grown man and I can't help myself. Well, I'm a full-grown man, but I'm my own worst friend. You never can count on me, and I've been in the game, but I'm never gonna take the blame. And if I ever hit it big, oh, don't you come running to me. I'll pour my dreams into a cup, pour my dreams into a cup, and watch them shatter in my face. They're like coffee mixed with maize. They're like coffee mixed with maize. They're like coffee mixed with maize. So no.
Very nice. very nice. Justin Corey, live here on Radio Rubber Room. Nicole is... National Geographic shots down there. There's like a... Is there like a...
there's
I know.
A screen.
It's like there's a lion about to pounce on a antelope back right. there.
Or there's a bug on the floor.
Or there's a bug on the floor.
Oh, God. No.
There's actually an empty screen right here.
What filter are you using? Donald Trump? The Donald Trump filter?
Yeah, I'm using his Kilmore filter. It
works great. It sounds good. Tell us about that song, sir.
That's a song I didn't... That's it sounds very autobiographical, but it was just me kind of tearing something apart. And then I turned it on myself so it wouldn't sound as mean.
It's like a battle rap?
It just works better as an I than a U.
So it's like your battle rap?
It's not really a rap.
So what do you think is like the meanest line of that song?
Oh, man. I don't know, maybe...
Top three.
I like I'm a full-grown man, but I can't help myself. I'm a full-grown man. I'm my own worst friend. And I also just like the idea of you're pouring your dreams into a cup, and then you're watching them shatter in your face. Feels like coffee mixed with mace. I think that's pretty mean.
That's pretty mean.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you have certain feelings, and you want to put them in a song. And they're not always nice.
Yeah.
And I knew some kids in high school, and like when I was in high school, this is like before social media or probably even had email. You know, you didn't like typically. Is that a saw?
Yeah,
you were in high school before email.
I'm sure it was around, but like people didn't like have it. But yeah, basically. But
did you walk to school uphill both ways?
In high school, yes. It was more flat, but I guess you could count
we
that.
We didn't have the email.
We didn't have the email. Well, so yeah, and it was definitely before you recorded on a computer. So I had some friends that were, you know, would rap, and they got into this like feud over this girl, and they used to like leave each other battle rap tapes in like each other's mailbox. So like would record like a battle rap.
Wow, that's so old school.
Yeah, and like put the cassette like in the mailbox. And
I wonder if they actually listen to the tapes or they just get the tape.
You have to respond. You have to respond specifically.
You don't listen, you can't.
If it was me, I would just throw the other tape away and then keep recording my own tapes.
But that's because you are a bigger man than most, especially in high school.
But I'd still be dropping the hate tapes.
Right. But you just wouldn't listen to the other
one. The new hate tape drops this Thursday in the auditorium.
This is a real story. I'm not like, this is completely real.
Who won? Did anyone win the battle or did the girl just be like, yo, you guys are neither one?
No, because they spent all their time writing battle raps and recording them and stuffing them in each other's mailboxes instead of trying to win the girl.
Yeah, there's no time for romance.
No, the one guy totally won. They're still married today. No, I'm just joking. That didn't work out.
They played one of the mixtapes at their wedding.
The best man. It all worked out for everyone.
That would be a good story.
Yeah. They formed a grudging respect and then formed a rap duo.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a much better story.
Love wins out in the end.
It always does.
More love, dude.
Yeah.
More love.
So, does the person who that's about know it?
No.
No? No. You sure? Like, they wouldn't pick up if
that's
they heard
the first
it?
Time I ever played that for people.
Oh, ever?
Oh. Yeah.
So, obviously, they don't know yet.
Right.
If they heard it, would they know?
This is very much a bedroom song. This is just, it hasn't left the bedroom.
So we got to premiere it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I know
it feels relaxed, like we're in a bedroom or something, but.
Yeah, it's sometimes hard to forget that, you know, people listen sometimes.
Yeah. This does have a very nice bedroom feel. I was telling Brian that this would be a nice place to, like, live.
Like
this is a nice, like, apartment vibe, right? Yeah. Look at that door. It looks like you're walking out of your place.
There's a catwalk out there, and you can see the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
This is a courtyard?
No.
But there could be.
There could be.
Yeah.
We should put it in a courtyard.
I think that's a silly idea.
We should put it in.
I don't think it was a serious idea.
Don't buy any more gear.
We have a yard.
Put it in a courtyard.
You gotta spend money to make money. A courtyard with a fountain. And a little baby.
That'll get the clients in.
Yeah.
Justin rolled up earlier. I was showing him where to park. And he's like, man... He's like, you lured me out here to kill me or something.
Yeah.
Like, it does. Well, that's creepy building over there totally looks like a great place to film a horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. It's totally creepy.
It's very industrial out there. Mm. Not a lot of light.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy if you don't know, if you're not comfortable. Yeah. If you haven't been here and you don't know what's behind the walls.
Right.
But I feel like once you get beyond the walls.
And there's a lot of heavy machinery downstairs.
True.
Yeah. Maybe chop people up.
Yeah, we heard something. Yeah.
Someone was sawing.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't know.
Okay.
He didn't know. He's a new guy.
He didn't know he was sawing something?
Yeah,
he didn't know that we do this every Tuesday.
Gotcha.
So now we have, so that's cool.
He's a set builder. He works 24/7.
Yeah, now I understand.
Now, so, Justin, is the song about Brian?
It is about.
Is it about me?
Full grown man. I like that. So, like, does it mean like hot coffee and mace? Is that what the
it
idea?
Just means like,
it's like hot coffee,
you're fucking up your life
mace.
So bad that this is what it's gonna feel like.
Ooh.
When it finally happens.
Okay.
It's gonna be temperature hot and,
yeah,
and
that's
spicy hot.
Like scalding hot coffee and it's poison.
It's got some.
We'll give you a chemical burn.
Yeah, it'll take you to Soundcheck Studios and sell you.
So, yeah.
Wow. That's not actually what happens here.
No.
Disclaimer, no one gets sawed at Soundcheck Studios.
No musicians are harmed in the making of these broadcasts, we promise.
I gotta say, I was happy that someone else played the piano today.
Yeah,
that was the second time anyone's been able to play the piano, so.
Yeah.
1925, what is it, a crack?
It's a 20s crack hour. Yeah.
Crack hour.
It's got a nice honky-tonk feel.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I even get dirty looks from the dog, but that's nothing that calls me to be disgruntled. Something about you sucks the air right out of my lungs, and that's air I'd rather be breathing. Where daylight ends and darkness begins blurs together. You stay inside for fear of nasty weather. Whether or not you'll see is up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you direly. Unzip your ears and step out. Bounce back, or you'll go stuck in Kansas City. You're not going to get any of my pity. We got a long distance hot breakfast. We got a long distance hot breakfast. Make it back to Richmond, it takes all of my life. Well, Joey's in the back room, sharpening his knife. Preparing and planning on how to break my bike. The only way we had to pay him was in Colorado Dyke. Rolling down the highway, now we're going 25. Transmission slipping low, I think we're gonna die. Whether or not you'll see it, up to you entirely. Step outside your mind, I urge you
step out. Don't bounce back or you'll go crazy.
No need to get out. Just
lovely holiday. So easy passing, our love is easy lasting. Holiday, so easy passing. Together we're an island, all in grains of sand. You and me make one if you're counting on my hand. There's a no, no, no need to get out to stay. On a lovely holiday, lovely holiday. Our love is easy lasting. Holiday, so easy passing. Our love is easy lasting. Holiday, so easy passing. Didn't see it coming, hit the ground running. No time to publicize that we're not just funny. No, we're not just funny. Our love is easy lasting. Holiday, so easy passing. Our love is easy lasting. Holiday, so easy passing, just stay. What a lovely holiday.
So that's Holiday, I assume?
That's Holiday, yeah. So it's kind of, it's not really a duet, but Caroline Mock from Colin and Caroline is singing on that with me. It's like the whole time.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
That'll be very cool. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Trangoni has a sweet guitar solo. Andrew's playing every single guitar on that. I'm actually only doing the vocals. Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of cool.
So you get to kind of step back from your own music for a little bit.
It's really cool not to play shit. So, yeah.
I love
usually
how, I'd love
be doing like acoustic and the piano and the organ and the vocals and stuff. This is like, just do what you're good at, and if you're not fit for that, then get someone else to do it.
That's been a recurring theme a couple of the last shows. Corey talking about having Andrew in the band now, getting to step off the keyboard a little bit. And,
yeah, letting the bass run the rhythm.
I think it was the same with Three Legged Dog a couple weeks ago.
Talking about having a second guitar.
Put the guitar down and just be the front man. It's definitely a different feel, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes not doing something is better. You know what I mean? If you're not quite good at it.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Or best at it. Yeah. Don't have to do everything.
I think that's one of the marks of like a musician growing up is recognizing that they'd rather collaborate with someone who's better at something than they are.
Yeah.
Than try to compete with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it was definitely a big learning experience. Just totally stepping back. Like I thought I'd be playing acoustic on that song, so I always play acoustic. And then when like Andrew's in there, you know, just like let him do his own thing. And he just came up with brilliant shit. I was like, thank God. I didn't walk in there and start playing something. You know what I mean? Just let him work.
Yeah. Nah, he's been shredding.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. He really is. And he was a pleasure to have in there. He's like the nicest guy ever.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing awesome things about other musicians when you come in to like guest and sit in and just.
I mean, it's so easy. I didn't really even know him that well before that, so it was like kind of cool. We're almost, you know, not strangers to each other, but we didn't really know each other that well.
How'd the link up happen?
It was actually Jody at Red Amp suggested getting Andrew in to play guitar. Because I sat down with them, like, oh, this is what I want to do. And Jody's playing drums, who owns Red Amp Audio. And John Small is playing bass, who works there, but used to be played bass for the Pat McGee Band for about like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then they suggested Andrew, and I was like, yeah, good idea, let's do it. And then we just had the one rehearsal and then knocked out the rhythm tracks. It's actually the, like...
Who do you have doing the drums?
Jody Boyd, yeah, who owns Red Amp Audio.
Jody's cool.
Jody's the best guy ever. Yeah, he's like my favorite person.
And you've done guest spots on other people's albums. I know the Imaginary Sons album, for one.
Yeah, that's true. And then I did something for... I forget what they released it under. But a manual from... Machine Gun Mustache.
Yeah.
I don't know if they released it under
that.
I'm meeting with him tomorrow.
That's exciting. I can't wait for Machine Gun Mustache to do more stuff.
They're awesome.
They were one of my favorites, and I've been bugging them for like a year
now. Where have they been?
He's got a new thing. That's why I'm meeting
him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Apparently.
Oh, it's on the lowdown.
Well, that's we don't want to announce other...
He's recording like crazy, and he's got like backlog.
Don't give away too many secrets.
Don't give away other people's secrets, guys.
I've helped him on some things, now we might...
Don't give away other people's secrets,
guys. He's the man. He's like a mad scientist, that guy.
He's really cool, yeah.
So it's a new project, not Machine Gun Mustache. I hope it's called like Bazooka Fu Manchu or something like that.
That'd be good.
I'll let you know.
Okay. hope I didn't guess it.
Right. Oh, shit.
Well, we'll just have them on the show and then rename their band.
Okay.
It'd be great.
Yeah. I'm into that.
It'll at least be their first album name.
Was it the project with Preston Duncan?
Yes.
Yeah, I mastered that for him.
Oh, really? Yeah, that sounds really good.
I mixed the master.
I love Preston, too.
A lot of the Jackass Flats guys are playing on that.
Steve Cooster,
That was a really cool tune.
Whiskey Ginger. Yeah. Preston's tune.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We should probably play that sometime.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now when we re-edit this podcast.
There you go.
That sounds like a plan.
How about it?
All right. Well, on that note.
Yeah. Anything else we haven't covered that you want to cover?
No.
Have we nailed it?
I think we hit a home run, man.
Maybe some extra things as well. Very good. Very good.
Cool.
Well, yeah. Come out to Radio Rubber and Presents at the Camel December 16th and December 30th. We've got two really awesome shows lined up for you. Send me your sounds if you are a Richmond band looking for shows. I've got 27 of them to book, so hit me up. chanelle.rrr@gmail.com.
Have you booked Bird Lips yet?
What?
The band Bird Lips?
We'll talk about
them. Okay.
Bird Lips. Now I was going to ask Justin how playing on that stool affects his playing. Does it make it better?
The bouncy stool?
I think.
Does it feel like you can play better?
I think I do get a little bit better. It has a little. It's really got some rhythm.
It was
fun. Thank you for having me.
It was silly. Thanks for being here, Justin. It sounded really good. I can't wait to hear it all.
Enjoyed it. Well, this has been
thanks
Radio.
Thanks for being here too, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. So.
It's always fun hanging out with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Well, we are out.
We'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
Keep it real.